be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. We'll be right back. hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Get out of here and get some rest for tomorrow, all right?
Dwight, I'm gonna catch up with you guys later. I'm gonna go have a bathroom. Go to the drink. In the bathroom.
Whatever you do, wash your hands.
Excuse me, miss. I was wondering if...
You're the one who stares at me. Why is this?
Because I think you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Watch it, freak.
Do you think so, Doctor? You think this means that maybe you ought to think about getting some new shit? What do you think?
Yes, sir.
People on nudes should not drive.
We'll be right back.
ask, and you shall receive.
All right.
You play ball, we play ball. I know you want the goodies.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Sorry, a touch of the tourmaline. It must be all this fresh air. It gives me hay fever. Oh, bad luck, old chap.
My apologies, Sonny. I had a bone stuck in my throat. My game, I think.
I'm not guilty. You're the one who's guilty. Lawmakers, the politicians, the Colombian drug lords, all you who lobby against making drugs legal, just like you did with alcohol during the Prohibition, you're the one who's guilty. I mean, come on, let's kick the ballistics here. Ain't no Uzis made in Harlem. I mean, not one of us in here owns a poppy field. This thing is bigger than Nino Brown. This is big business. This is the American way.
of all, I don't know your name. What is your name?
My name is Tonga Kid.
Tonga Kid. How old are you?
19.
Where are you from?
I'm from the island of Tonga.
From where?
The island of Tonga.
The island of Tonga. I haven't seen, other than the Great Samoans, of course, which is one of the best tag teams I've ever seen, there's no other professional athlete in any other sport from the Isle of Tonga that I know, and I don't really know why. How did you get over here?
I got over here by boat.
Got over here by boat. Did you do a lot of diving in Tonga?
Yes, I do plenty of diving in Tonga.
How long can you hold your breath?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Do you know that if you hold your breath for a long time, that it causes brain damage?
Yes, I do cause brain damage.
Do you know, I can't think of one Samoan or one Fijian or nothing, no kind of professional athlete that has done anything. Here you are, 19 years old, and you haven't proven anything to nobody.
I'm going to prove it now. Right?
You're going to do what?
I'm going to prove it now.
You're going to prove it now. You stand on the top rope like... You stand on the top rope like Jimmy Snuka.
Yes, I stand on the top rope like Jimmy Snuka.
Here you are trying to copy Jimmy Snuka, who is a fellow that myself I could beat in 10 minutes flat in no time. And here you are, wait a second. Here you are copying a fellow like Jimmy Snuka. Why don't you, just as a young man, why don't you try to set your sights just a little higher and copy somebody that's a little better, somebody that's from America. Obviously, you're here for a reason. Why don't you try to copy somebody just a little better?
I'm going to copy myself to make myself better.
You're going to copy yourself to make yourself better. Well, brother, if you're going to continue to copy somebody like Jimmy Snuka your whole life, then I am never going to have to worry about someone like you.
Are you kidding me?
Crikey!
We've got company. It looks like one of Dr. Eden's assassins.
Steady now. Steady. Hands up!
Do you remember me? Austin Powers.
I don't recall your name, but your fez is familiar.
My name is Mustafa, and I'm the man who will be killing you now.
Doctor!
Who sent you?
You'll have to kill me.
Who sent you?
Kiss my ass, Powers.
Who sent you?
Dr. Evil.
That was easy.
That was easy.
Why did you tell us?
I can't stand to be asked the same question 3 times. It just irritates me.
Where is Dr. Evil hiding?
Why would he tell me? I'm just one of his low-level functionaries.
Where is Dr. Evil hiding?
You'll have to torture me. I'll never tell you.
Where's Dr. Evil hiding?
Damn! 3 times. He's hiding in the secret volcano lair.
Where's Dr. Evil's secret volcano lair?
I spit at the question.
Do I really have to ask you 2 more times?
Go to hell, Powers.
Fine. Where is Dr. Evil's secret volcano lair?
I will take it to the grave with me.
Aha! You have to answer. He asked you 3 times.
No. The second question was, do I really have to ask you 2 more times? So that would be the first question in a new line of questioning and wouldn't count in the other line of questioning.
Yeah, he's right. However, I'm just trying to get information from you, man. I don't need any consistency in the questions, do I?
No, you're preaching to the converted.
Well, if I'm preaching to the converted, then why are you being so slavish to the 3-question form, is my question. You're not even looking at me, man. Now you're just being rude, you know what I mean? You're not listening, man. Oh, crikey.
Well, Austin, I think this time you may have finally met your match.
Oh, no, baby. I've beaten Dr. Evil before, and I'll beat him again.
I was talking about me.
Yeah!
Hello up there! I seem to have fallen down a cliff. I'm still alive, but I'm very badly injured. I think my legs might be broken, but I'll try to stand up. Oh! Yes, they are broken. Perhaps you could toss me a band-aid or some antibacterial cream. I'm in an extraordinarily large amount of pain. The bone has gone through the skin. I fear it might be gangrenous. The wound is beginning to smell a little like almonds, which is not good. Please? No one?
Sorry.
I'll try the other leg. Oh!
So that I know, just a little home cooking and some loving to ease my bones. Yeah, that's the life of a cowboy riding the rodeo. Ride, cowboy, ride, hold on for your life. 8 seconds is a long, long time.
Benson's 20-point lead in the poll 6 months ago has plummeted since the hostage crisis began. The CNN Victoria's Secret catalog poll now has the president and Edwards running neck and neck. This afternoon, Benson made a brief stop in Fergus Falls, Virginia, for the groundbreaking of his presidential library. The five living former chief executives, Presidents Bush, Reagan, Carter, Ford, and Nixon, were on hand for this groundbreaking ceremony. White House correspondent Jerry Kelter reports on this historic moment.
The library is to be built adjacent to the Fergus Falls Civic Center. President Benson made no statements as he went about his business. Publicly, it seemed as though he was unaware of the political blow he had been dealt. Privately, aides marveled at his spirit as he performed his usual morning routine by milking the White House goats and finishing a second helping of grapefruit and cream corn. Tonight, the president and his top advisors will be burning the midnight oil.
Sabotage. My God, man, what does it mean?
We have to tighten security, sir. Find out who's behind it.
No. The word, sabotage. What does it mean?
It means someone's trying to subvert our mission, sir. One of our own people could be working with the enemy.
Huh. Come in.
Mr. President.
Oh, Jesus, don't you ever, ever sneak up on me like that again. What is it, Bob?
If Edwards gets wind of this, he'll use it against you in the campaign. He'll try to prove that you're incompetent.
I can prove that as well as he can.
Mr. President, the CIA can't afford another failure. We want to send Colonel Walters to get our people out, and to ensure the mission's success, we'll need Topper Harley. We think we've located him in the Far East.
Topper Harley.
We've served together before, sir. There's no one better.
Cookie?
Not me, sir.
Young lady?
No, thank you.
No, I was just offering him a young lady. Oh, yeah, Topper Harley. Right, good. I love the boy. Kid's got guts. Why, there isn't a fighting man on this planet. Gotcha. Listen, get the door, huh? Well, Walters, looks like we've got our saboteur.
That's your wife, sir.
Huh. Yeah, so it is. Yeah, come in here. Yeah, you're looking as lovely as the day we met. I know what she knows. As for you, get me Topper Harley.
You led, nigga. But did anybody follow me? Let me tell you something. For every sucker we mix in, for every Barry Sanders, for every Jerry Rice, that's 100 niggas you never even heard of. Sure, the game's taught you how to strut, how to talk shit, how to hit. What else? Suddenly there's no more money. No more women. No more applause. No more dream. This is what I'm trying to say to you, boy. When a man looks back on his life, he should be proud of all of it. Not just years he spent in pads and cleats. Not just memories of it was great. You gotta learn that will in here. If you don't, you ain't a man. You're just another punk.
me to bed. And then I tell her, as I turn out the light, I say, my darling, you are wonderful tonight. Oh, my darling, you are wonderful.
It's a nice name. Everybody has such weird names now. It's like Tiffany with a P-H-I, and instead of Nancy, it's Nancine.
Big S, small A, small M, big D, small E, big E.
What?
Big S, small A, small M, big D, small E, big E. Big S, small A, small N, big D, small E, big E. Then there's a little star at the end.
Scared up there?
You bet.
You don't act like it.
Well, I'm scared then, not now. How long you want me to be scared? I'll be right back. Get in here.
It was easy. I told them I was you. I acted real stupid and they believed me.
So what brings you to L.A., Bones?
Please don't insult me. Just turn around. Turn around. Do you know that you're the dumbest fuck I ever met in my whole life? Let's take a look in these pockets. You should have told me about Leo DeVoe as soon as you found out about him.
No, why would I do something like that?
Because the guy is a customer of mine. That's why, dummy. He belongs to me. Well, 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 well. What have we here? C-18. Now, I wonder what this could be. A locker key? But where's the locker?
I checked the bag at the airport.
Which terminal? Which terminal?
Sovereign.
You found Leo, huh? You found him, you took the poor bastard's money, you put it in a locker all ready to go. Why haven't you left?
I like it out here.
You know, Chili, I've been thinking, there's really no reason why you and I shouldn't get along. I mean, forget about all of that stuff that happened before. I don't even remember how all of this mess started. You took a swing at me for some fucking thing, I say fuck it. I say you owe me money, I say fuck that. I say you owe me the juice on the money. I say fuck that, too. I say live and let die. But this is strictly between you and I. You say nothing to nobody about this. Understood?
Whatever you say, Ray.
I mean, I think it's only fair, don't you? Well, then it's all settled. I'll see you around. Dumb fuck. Fucking airport.
Bill. I know what happened last night. And I know what's been going on since then. And I think you just might have the wrong idea about one or two things. Okay, he had a bruise on his face. That's a hell of a lot less than he deserves.
Listen, Bill, I don't think you realize what kind of trouble you were in last night. Who do you think those people were? Those were not just ordinary people there. If I told you their names, I'm not going to tell you their names, but if I did, I don't think you'd sleep so well.
Have you seen this?
Yes, I have.
I saw her body in the morgue. Was she the woman at the party?
Yes. She was.
Victor, the woman lying dead in the morgue was the woman at the party.
Yes.
Well, Victor, maybe I'm missing something here. You called it a fake, a charade. Do you mind telling me what kind of fucking charade ends with somebody turning up dead?
Okay, Bill, let's cut the bullshit, all right? You've been way out of your depth for the last 24 hours. You want to know what kind of a charade? I'll tell you exactly what kind. That whole play-acted, take-me, phony sacrifice that you've been jerking yourself off with had absolutely nothing to do with her real death. Nothing happened to her after you left that party that hadn't happened to her before. She got her brains fucked out. Period. When they took her home, she was just fine. And the rest of it is right there in the paper. She was a junkie. She OD'd. There was nothing suspicious. Her door was locked from the inside. The police are happy. End of the story. Come on. It was always going to be just a matter of time with her. Remember? You told her so yourself. You remember the one with the great tits who OD'd in my bathroom? Listen, Bill, nobody killed anybody. Someone died. It happens all the time. But life goes on. It always does, until it doesn't. But you know that, don't you?
This kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cars had smashed his soul. this girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room. And when they finally made her, they saw birthmarks all over her body. She couldn't quite explain it, they'd always just be.
Yeah. Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby. Don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Baby, we can make it if we're heart to heart. And we can build this dream together. Standing strong forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now. And if this world runs out of lovers, we'll still have each other. Nothing's gonna stop us. Nothing's gonna stop us now. Oh,
oh. I'm so glad I found you. I'm not gonna lose you. Whatever it takes, I will stay here with you. Take it to the good times. See it through the bad times. Whatever it takes is what I'm gonna do.
Let 'em say we're crazy. What do we-